Hello, fellow law nerds. Welcome to a special congressional hearing episode of Boom Lawyered, a Rewire.news podcast hosted by the legal journalism team that wonders what Watergate would have been like if Twitter existed back then. I'm Imani Gandhi.
And I'm Jess Piclo. Rewire.news is dedicated to bringing you the best reproductive rights and social justice news, commentary, and analysis on the web, and the Team Legal podcast is part of that mission. So a big thanks to our subscribers and a welcome to our new listeners.
So Jessica.
Imani.
This isn't the episode we had planned to do today, but then we started watching the Cohen congressional hearings, and we were like, I think we may want to do a topic switch. What a morning.
I'm not even out of my pajamas. And I mean, as somebody who, I mean, that's kind of normal, but sincerely, like, I mean, literally rolled right out of bed and into what the hell is happening to our democracy?
It is bananas. I feel like we were watching democracy crumble before our eyes. And wow. So let's talk about what we've seen so far. What jumped out at you first?
Okay. So as somebody who devoted more hours than I care to admit to the Kavanaugh hearings, yes, I have got to say that they stand in stark contrast to what we see Representative Elijah Cummings running through the House of Representatives. So elections have consequences, y'all. With the Democrats in power, we are seeing first and foremost what actual efforts at transparency look like. And so out of the gates, like literally, we did the Kavanaugh hearings. That was what, 5 days of our lives we'll never get back?
Yes.
Like, yeah, you know, plus the votes, like all of it. And already out of the gates, I can tell you that it is so rich to hear Republicans complain mm-hmm. about things like documents mm-hmm. and timing and transparency. Like,
it's remarkable. I mean, if you'll recall, or if our listeners want to recall, I made personally a very big stink about basically having the Democrats walk out of the Kavanaugh confirmation
yep.
hearing simply because the Republicans had withheld so many documents that were relevant mm-hmm. to figuring out what kind of jurist Kavanaugh would end up being. And people were yelling mm-hmm. at me on Twitter, oh, they shouldn't walk out, blah, blah, blah. You know, and of course he got confirmed without the American people seeing all of the documents that we were entitled to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so to watch these Republicans talking about, well, we just got your opening statement last night. Bitch, it was 12 pages. Like, what?
You know? And not like the 100,000 documents that got dumped literally hours before Kavanaugh started testifying the first day when Kamala Harris was like, are you kidding me?
Exactly. And these people are complaining about 12 pages. I read those yep. 12 pages like in the bathroom this morning. What are you talking about? It is ridiculous.
And it's entirely the upside down because here is Cohen, who is offering information, right? Offering information, which is the exact opposite of what Kavanaugh and Republicans were doing, which was stonewalling everything. So this is the Republicans complaining about a lack of transparency from the upside down.
It
like,
is.
Here, we're giving you all of the transparency. How dare you give us transparency? Like, it's bananas.
Yeah, we are definitely in the upside down. This is definitely the bad place. And it's just, the hypocrisy is really shocking, especially when, you know, with Kavanaugh, we're talking about a man who's going to be on the bench for 30 years. How old is he? Mm-hmm. He's pretty young. So I'd say 30 years.
He's like our age-ish, Imani.
Right. Oh, God. So 40 years, maybe. And here we have Cohen.
50. Really, we're much younger.
And then we have Cohen, who's offering information, as you said, mm-hmm. who has no real reason to be lying, although Republicans kept trying to come up with reasons that he would be
yep.
lying, which I thought was very interesting. I mean, they were, you know, well, are you going to have a movie deal? Are you going to have a book deal? You're just here because, you know, you wanted a job in the White House and Donald Trump wouldn't give you a job in the White House. And Cohen's like, what are
amazing.
You talking about, bro? I was his personal attorney. That's what I wanted to be. I didn't want to be in the White House. Look at what happened to all the people who were in the White House. They got creamed. Scaramucci lasted a smooth 8 seconds in the White House. Oh, you know what I mean? It's just none of the criticisms are really landing. And also, have these people ever heard of, like, turning state's evidence? Like, that's...
I mean...
You know, you would think apparently that they never have heard of people who have lied for a living or been criminals for a living, turning state's evidence and then testifying against other people in the criminal conspiracy. The outrage that they expressed was way beyond anything that I thought was appropriate.
I mean, watch any of the Godfather movies, for God's sake. Right? Right? You know what was also super rich was the conspiracy theorists coming out about this being another big Clinton conspiracy theory. Oh, who is paying Lanny Davis? Like, I'm surprised we didn't see signs from the galley saying, who is paying Lanny Davis? Like, this kept coming up in the Kavanaugh hearings too, right? That there was this big group of, you know, folks behind the scenes who were paying to bring, you know, Dr. Blasey Ford forward, who were paying, you know, why would you do all of this work unless you were going to get rich off of it? I mean, Republicans are telling on themselves when they say that to begin with, but also it's the same cast of characters in this big, I don't know, just it's wild, this conspiracy. And I mean, man, Hillary Clinton takes up so much space in their brain. It's
so
just fascinating.
Much space. I mean, literally out of the gate, they were blaming the Clintons and talking about Lanny Davis, who's the Clintons' lawyer, famously. And it's like, what does this have to do with the fucking Clintons?
Yeah.
Like, I don't. It's just, it's very, very strange.
Okay, so another strange thing that I need you to explain to me, because I had to bounce out of the hearings for a little bit to go talk about our perilous state of abortion rights with folks. But there was a black friend fiasco. Please tell me what was going on.
So
I missed this.
It was jaw-dropping. It really was. So Representative Mark Meadows from North Carolina had Lynn Patton, who apparently she used to be a party planner, but now she's a regional administrator from New Jersey.
I remember this woman, yes.
For HUD, you know, for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. So she's sitting there literally behind Mark Meadows as if to say, look, Trump has black friends. And I thought that that was weird enough. But then he literally had her stand up.
Oh my God, no.
Had her stand up and pointed to her and said, this black lady works for Donald Trump. So I am using this black lady to negate all of your claims that Donald Trump is racist, right? Because Cohen said Donald Trump is a racist. He said specifically that he was driving through a struggling neighborhood once in Chicago, and Donald Trump commented that only black people can live like this. Michael Cohen also said that, you know, you recall the kerfuffle about Donald Trump talking about shithole countries in Africa, right?
Yes.
So apparently Donald Trump said something to the effect of, there are no countries on earth that are run by black people that aren't shithole countries. And here's the kicker. Trump said this when Obama was president.
I was going to say, point of order.
Right?
Like, I've got a point of order here.
It's wild. And then another thing that, here's the final thing that Cohen pointed out during the hearing, is that he said that black people wouldn't vote for him because we're too stupid.
Mm. I mean, too smart, perhaps.
Exactly. But like 96% of black women anyway. But what's remarkable is that he actually tried to use, it wasn't even like the I have a black friend defense. It was the I hired a black person defense. And if you recall, Lynn Patton was one of the women, along with Omarosa, and along with Katrina Pearson, who were basically the three black women who tried to figure out how to cover up these N-word tapes that have supposedly been found or have been hidden by Mark Burnett. You know, Donald Trump was on The Apprentice, and apparently he dropped a few N-bombs here and there. And so Lynn Patton was one of the black women that was like, yo, we got to protect our boy Trump from this. And so to have her stand up and be willing to be used in that fashion as a shield, I am embarrassed for her, and I'm embarrassed for Mark Meadows.
Ew, that's just gross. I'm honestly glad I missed it. I mean, and I appreciate all of the calling out that I saw on Twitter afterwards. I knew something had to have happened because everybody was like, well, and there's a black friend. And I was like, oh God, that never goes well. That never goes well.
It never does at all.
You know what else usually doesn't go well, Imani, is editing congressional testimony. Let's talk a little bit about editing congressional testimony. Typically, this is not something that ends well, and maybe Jay Sekulow is going to find that out, because holy crap.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Jay Sekulow, for those of you who may not know, is Trump's lawyer, one of Trump's lawyers.
Mm-hmm. one of his lawyers, and so one of the things that, and we already knew that he was sort of wrapped up in Cohen's initial testimony to Congress, which he has pled guilty to lying to Congress, and Republicans have made a big deal about because nobody ever lies to Congress and then shows up to testify like a week later. That never happens in the history of Congress.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But be that as it may, Cohen testifies that, oh yeah, you know, we were directed to stay on message, right? This is all about to what degree is Trump either suborning perjury or, you know, colluding with witnesses, all of that sort of criminal conspiracy stuff. And Cohen gave a very clear picture of the way in which the Trump organization keeps people in line. And it's very actually mobster shakedown. Like, you know, it'd be a terrible thing to, if you know, you got a lovely business here, it'd be terrible if something happened to it. Right. You know, there's no collusion kind of shit going on. And among that was testimony that he gave his you know, statement that he had planned to give to Congress to Jay Sekulow, who was like, you know what? We might want to fudge a little bit this length of time that we were talking about Trump Tower negotiations. And oh, by the way, Jared and Ivanka's lawyer might want to see this and sign off on it, too. Those are some big, big allegations, aren't they?
They're huge allegations. Like, you can't do that, man. No. You know, you can't just hand your testimony over to a bunch of lawyers and then have them fix it for you and then present it as if it's your own, especially when it comes to, you know, one of the key allegations is about this Trump Tower project in Moscow and whether or not Trump knew about it, whether or not there was this meeting during which they talked about it, or whether that meeting was really about sarcastic quotes, adopting children from Russia, which is what they've been claiming. And I think that's bizarre. So it's really rather alarming that, you know, Cohen is here testifying that this shit is going on. And rather than, I don't know, maybe paying attention to what Cohen is saying, Republicans are just digging in and defending Trump in a way that is bizarre. Like, you know, you mentioned earlier that they were really, really upset about the fact that he had been convicted of lying to Congress, and then here he was again before Congress. How can we trust what you're saying? How dare they bring a convicted felon in here to, you know, to retestify about what he lied about in the other hearing, blah, 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 blah. They were just apoplectic, weren't they?
They were. And so a couple points. To me, the Cohen testimony on this was just such and we've covered at Rewire.news, Jay Sekulow and all of his ties to the religious right and pushing through folks. Like, he's got his fingers all over the stuff that we care about and our issues. And he's not a great guy. So we have Cohen testifying that he prepared testimony to Congress and he handed that over to Trump's lawyer and Ivanka's lawyer and Jared's lawyer, who then looked at it, made changes, and Cohen accepted those changes, gave the testimony, and then later pleads guilty to lying to Congress about that testimony.
Right.
So Jay Sekulow didn't have a good morning.
No, it wasn't a good morning for Sekulow, and it wasn't a good morning for Republicans in general. I mean, just this strategy that they're using of, well, you know, you lied once, that means you must be a lying liar always and forever, is super bizarre, considering that Trump lies. Like, I think there was a fact checker that discovered or found out that he lies 15 times a day.
Amazing.
He makes 15 false claims per day. So if there was one point where I don't remember which representative was questioning Cohen, but or grilling Cohen, saying, well, you're a liar and you're not trustworthy. And Cohen, you know, smacks back and says, are you talking about me or are you talking about the president? You know, which was like, boom, you know, I mean, that's really a boom moment, because my God, if Cohen's a liar, Trump's a liar. Liars are just hanging out with liars. And I don't see how the Republicans or Trump are being helped by continuously pointing that out.
No, I don't think so either, except for just the fact that, you know, they're only talking to themselves. And so that must feel nice. Now, we jumped in to record this because the morning was so wild and we were talking to each other over Slack and going, we lived through Kavanaugh. And now we're hearing this. What is happening? So I think we need to point out, first of all, for our listeners, that more is still happening. It could get even more bananas than it has already. But so far, what we have heard is that we have edited congressional testimony. We have a black friend, apparently. And, you know, my thought is that we're going to hear more names and areas for Democrats to issue subpoenas. And it seems to me like we might be getting quite a few subpoenas after today.
Yeah, I mean, you said on Twitter, it's going to be raining subpoenas, and seriously, I can't agree
you
more.
You get a subpoena. You get a subpoena. Everybody gets a subpoena.
Look under your chair. It's a subpoena. I mean, it's like, and the GOP has right out of the gate set this weird precedent of just digging in and defending Trump, no matter what they hear, no matter the circumstances. And I just, I can't help but wonder, is this going to be their strategy for all of these hearings? Just to be, we are outraged that this is even happening, as if this isn't the body that held 14,000 Benghazi hearings. I mean, is this really where they're going to go? Fake outrage about having to sit through these hearings? And then are they planning on just, you know, assassinating the characters of everyone who comes before them if they are coming before them to testify against Trump?
I mean, that's how it's been this morning. I guess we'll see how the afternoon goes, huh?
I guess we shall. And does that mean we have to watch the afternoon? I guess it does. God damn it.
It does. But we might learn that we might learn that Ivanka is getting a subpoena, or Jared, or David Pecker. There's all sorts of stuff.
Absolutely.
Subpoenas all around.
Subpoenas everywhere. And just, you know, elections matter.
There's also a David Pecker subpoena joke somewhere that when I have more food and calories in me, I'd come up with, I'm sure.
So we're just going to leave you with those thoughts. But really, elections matter, guys. Like, the reason this is happening is because Democrats took back the House. So just let that sink in. I'm going to be that person that says, let that sink in right now. And Jess is going to be live tweeting. I'm going to be throwing peanuts from the gallery. You can follow me at Angry Black Lady. You can follow Jess at Hegemommy, H-E-G-E-M-O-M-M-Y. You can follow Rewire.news at Rewire_news. And you should join our Facebook group. We're going to have an Ask Us Anything this Friday at 2 Pacific Standard Time. We will be in the group asking, answering your questions if you have any. We cannot give you legal advice, so please don't ask us for any. So join the Facebook group and join us on Friday, and we'll see you on the tubes.
See you on the tubes. Boom Lawyered is created and hosted by Jessica Mason-Piclo and Imani Gandhi. This episode was produced by Mark Folletti, who is also our executive producer. And the Rewire.news editor-in-chief is Jody Jacobson.